With the ringing of the church bell, we welcome you to this hour of worship as it comes to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this eighth Sunday after Pentecost, Walter Little is our pastor this morning, and Ron Baker is at the console of the organ. Welcome, and our Lord bless our worship this morning. We invite you to sing with us as we sing our opening hymn, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, 575 in the Lutheran hymnal.
Thank you. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your presence. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestow on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
For great is your steadfast love toward me.
You have delivered my soul from death's threshold.
O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seek my life. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the whole being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that every mindful of your final judgment, you may stir up to holiness of living here and dwell with you in perfect joy hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We will sing verse 1 of 605.
Everybody today. Are you kind of sleepy? Yeah, you kind of seem like maybe you are. You're not. Oh, I'm so glad. Do you guys know what an app is on a phone or a tablet? You all know what that is, right? I thought you did. And what about an app that gives you directions? Do you know what that app is called? No, one that tells you how to get places. What tells you how to get places? A map tells you how to get places. Have you ever been with someone in a car and they're using a map on their phone to get somewhere? Yeah, you can use the computer. You can print stuff off, or your phone can tell you which way you need to turn. Sometimes you see your parents using that, and it's super helpful if you don't know where you're going. If you go on vacation somewhere, or you're going to a new place, you just type in the address and it tells you exactly how to get there. And then if the path is blocked, your phone will reroute you and tell you to go a different way. And who are you trusting? Yeah, you're trusting the map, the internet, the phone. You're hoping that that app is going to get you to where you want to go, right? Well, there's a Bible verse, and it is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not trust in your own understanding. Agree with him in all ways, and he will make your path straight." Who are we supposed to trust in? Yeah, we're supposed to trust in God. We have to trust in God instead of our own understanding. What do you think that means? God. You should always do what God is telling you, right? Because maybe you're thinking, oh, I should do this, but is God always trying to lead us in the right direction? Yeah, he is. He's trying. Sometimes he's going to give you directions to something, and are you going to think, oh, I don't want to do that? Like, maybe you worked really hard on homework, and then you're feeling like God is telling you to go play with somebody, but you just want some alone time? Has that ever happened before? Or maybe you feel like God's wanting you to pray for somebody, but that person isn't very nice to you? You've done homework? Yeah. Should we pray for somebody even if they're not nice to us? Yeah, we should, shouldn't we? And we can pray that maybe they will be kind to everybody. God knows things that we don't know. Do you believe that? Does God know everything? Yeah, he does. And he asks us to trust him. Who can we always count on to make our paths straight? Is the phone going to give us the right path to go? Not all the time. Who's always going to lead us in the right direction? God is always going to lead us in the right direction. That's right. He's going to lead us to do things that are pleasing to him and that are showing others that we love them too. Do we always get what we want? No, we're not always going to get what we want. Do we have to sometimes give up our own time to go help somebody do something else? Yes, we do. But who knows what's best? God knows what's best. And he's going to help us to find things that make us happy or sad. What do you think? He's going to find us things that make us happy. That's right. So whose path should we always follow? God's and Jesus's path, because that's the path that's going to lead us to real happiness. Will you fold your hands and pray with me? Dear God, help us to follow your path. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 44. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? Are you my witness? Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, that the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise for the gospel. Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first, and then in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the fields.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so it will be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. We will sing hymn 772.
Thank you.
peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The text for our sermon today is from Matthew chapter 13. The good seed and the bad seed. I grew up in Manhattan, Kansas, on a farm. And we plowed the field. And when we sowed, we used what's called a drill, which you probably know and use and repair. But in the time of Christ, when they sowed seed, they had a bag on their side, and they would take grain and just throw it out. So when this landowner planted his seed, he knew he had perfectly good seed in his bag when they planted their field. Then when the seed started to grow up and his servants saw, we have weeds in here. So they went to the landowner and asked him, did we not plant perfectly good seed? And then he said, do you want us to pull the weeds up now? And he told them, no, let's wait until harvest time. And then we will separate the weeds from the wheat. Grain is grain, and weeds are weeds. When God spreads the seed, that is us. We are the seed. He plants us where He wants us. And then when we grow up and we germinate, we help the communities that we're in. But there's going to be weeds that are going to be in the communities. And those weeds are the unbelievers. So we're going to be growing next to the weeds. We as the wheat, as the grain. Now, as the landowner told the servants, wait until harvest time. When the disciples, when they got into the house, explain this to us, Lord. What does this mean? We are the good seed. The unbelievers are the bad seed. We will be separated on the last day, the coming, the second coming of the Lord. When He comes down on that cloud, and there is judgment for all, then that is when the bad seed, the unbelievers, they will be bundled up and thrown into the fiery furnace of hell. The good seed, the believers, will be given a white robe and will shine like the sun. Then we will be rewarded on that second coming. Our bodies and our souls will be brought together for that judgment day. And we will stand before God. In those new white robes, we will shine. In that shining, And because we are baptized children of God now, we shine in the community by way of the Holy Spirit. So being that good grain, that good wheat, let your light shine in the community. Share God's word with whoever you happen to be with. You're at Casey's up here buying gas. Share the word with somebody that may be pumping gas next to you or the clerk that's inside. Or you're at the market over here getting groceries. Share the word with somebody that's standing in line with you, waiting to be checked out. When you're checked out, tell the clerk, "Have a blessed day." You'd be surprised how uplifting that is for that person that hears that. Let that light shine. Shine like the sun here on earth. Let the Holy Spirit work through you. Let that light shine. May the grace of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Please rise. Let us say together the Apostles' Creed to confess our faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. The whole earth is yours, O Lord, and you have charged us with its care. Make us good stewards of your creation until that time when you set it free from its bondage to decay and give it to us anew in the kingdom of your Son. Grant us good government. Guide with your wisdom all who are in authority. Grant your protection to all military and first responders. To McKenna, Drake, Ethan, Lord, in your mercy. Lord, continue to raise up witnesses in this and every place who faithfully proclaim your word. Grant that your church may remain good soil, bringing forth in an abundant harvest. Bless all pastors and church workers as they sow your word in the fields entrusted to them. Be with Pastor Peter and Christy Kolb, and Pastor David and Valerie Federwicks. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, pour out the blessing of your Holy Spirit on the delegates who are assembled in convention this week. Give wisdom to those who propose, deliberate and decide for the work and welfare of our synod. Guard all who speak and who all listen. Give us courage to do with integrity what we promise. Bless our plans and actions and grant success. Only let our manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Gentle Lord, visit the homes of your people that they may be places where faith is nurtured and where we learn to live our new lives in holiness and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of health. Hear our prayers on behalf of the sick, the aged, the infirm, the mourning, and the dying. Grant them healing in accord with your will and grace to sustain them in their need. Be with Carol and Evelyn, Nolan, Lindsay, Ryan, Jeanette, Langdon, Bryce, Brandy, Avery, Debbie, President Hagen, Gail, Randy, Lori, Kelly, David, Danny, Jeffrey, Ian's, Mary Lou, Elliot, Marjorie, and the family of Dorothy Krause, Norma, Roy, Walter, Millie, Carol. Lord, in your mercy. Redeemer and Lord of hosts, the future is in your hands. Remove all fear from us and keep us mindful that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. Lord, in your mercy. Entrust all these petitions to your care. Loving Father, confident in your great mercy for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is worshiped together with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father and Son of the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Please be seated. We will close with hymn 666.